The search continues for two Haines residents missing after a landslide swept multiple homes along Beach Road. And the threat of another landslide prompts a second evacuation of a residential neighborhood in Haines. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories and more are up next. After a second full day of combing beaches and debris from a landslide for any sign of two missing Haines residents, search and rescue teams are still hopeful they'll find the two alive. Interim Borough Manager Aleka Fullerton says the tight-knit community is working together to respond to the disaster, but it's a strain.
Someone asked me earlier, honestly, if I knew the two people missing, and of course I know the two people missing. One is one of my youngest daughter's best friends, and it's hard.
The search for Janae Larson and David Simmons was delayed at first light because poor weather prevented search flights from taking off. State geologists arrived on the ferry Friday morning. It was the first ferry into the community after devastating rain and landslides earlier this week. The team says their first priority is to find out which areas are stable enough to search and which aren't. Help has poured in from all over the state. City officials say they've had crews and equipment sent from Juneau, and they've heard from Governor Mike Dunleavy's office several times.
We've even heard from the Minister of Transportation in the Yukon has offered to send down equipment because, as you know, we're only 40 miles from the Canadian border. And so they've offered to bring heavy equipment down to help us as well. They haven't because we've told them to hold off. We are still in a position where there's still damage being done.
Fullerton says one of the hardest things to handle this week has been the overlapping emergencies. The town needs help dealing with flooding, mudslides, and search and rescue operations, but they're also worried about the ongoing pandemic. Everyone who came into town from the ferry was required to get a rapid test for COVID-19 before they could get to work.
We have zero active cases of COVID right now, and bringing all these outside resources into our town, we're very worried about introducing COVID here as well.
Meanwhile, at least 50 households have been evacuated. Volunteers gathered Friday at the Haines Public Safety Building, which is being used as an emergency operations center. They say they'll show up again on Saturday at 7 a.m., waiting to be told what to do and where to go to continue to help. Dozens more homes in Haines were evacuated Thursday night as rain continued to saturate the mountainsides near residential neighborhoods. KHNS's Claire Strempel has the story.
Emergency alerts popped up on people's cell phones in Haines just after 8 p.m. Thursday night. It had been raining all day and continued to rain into the evening. Mudslides had already swept away houses and left two people missing, and officials feared there would be more slides as the rain kept coming down.
I heard a huge rumble. And it sounded like when 3 feet of snow gets enough rain and it falls off your metal roof and comes down, exact same little rumble.
David Rickey was on the phone with a friend when his neighborhood was evacuated. Lights flashed outside and a Haynesboro police officer rapped on his door.
I'm not sure how he phrased it, but the tone of his voice said, "Get the heck out of here."
He and his neighbors spent the night in hotels after reporting to the American Legion Hall, where an army of volunteers is helping connect evacuees with shelter. Plastic pop-up tables are piled high with clothing, toiletries, and food. It's almost too warm inside and smells like coffee. Haines school teacher Rebecca McCoy helped set up a space for displaced kids to decompress. They're playing ping pong and air hockey.
There's room to run around. We have some crafts. There's even a little place with touchable things for the little kids, some stuffies. We've been trying to find stuffed animals, and as kids come in, they can get something to hug and hold.
Other teachers from the district are visiting during the day. Counselors are on site for anyone who needs to talk. Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium counselor Kelly Williamson addressed the crowd at the Legion.
There is no shame in any of what you're going through right now, period. So if you need to talk, this is what we're here for.
She says backup counselors are arriving this weekend from Juneau to help support the school. Mayor Douglas Olrude was there to give an update. He was born and raised in Haines. He runs the family grocery and sporting goods store with his sister. He says it's hard to take the emotion out of the job when friends are missing and displaced.
It's tough, but yeah, you gotta still keep doing the job, but we're making it. We've got a lot of good people supporting us over there. Definitely makes a difference, and you know, a good cry a few times a day helps.
After the meeting, evacuated resident Arthur Woodard and his 160-pound Malamute headed back toward their hotel room. A rescue boat picked the Woodards off a sandy shore below their Beach Road home Wednesday. They were reunited with their dog Friday morning after a pet rescue boat found him on the beach.
The whole community has been such a blessing. I mean, my gosh, they evacuated us, they checked us in, they made sure that we were healthy, and it was just very thorough.
There was even donated pet food. Rain and snow are predicted to continue into next week. There's a winter weather advisory in Haines through Saturday afternoon. Reporting in Haines, I'm Claire Strempel.
On Thursday evening, reports of rumbling and shaking prompted the evacuation of a residential area. Deanne Stevens is the chief of engineering geology for the state's Department of Natural Resources. She says it is important for the public to know the signs of a slope failure, especially after multiple days of heavy rainfall.
You need to look for water that's coming down the slope that is perhaps changing color, where before it was clear and now it's becoming cloudy and dirty. That is a definite indicator that there's something happening upslope.
Steep slopes without trees are particularly susceptible to landslides, although forested slopes may fail as well. When downslope of a steep forested area, it's important to watch the movement of the trees for signs of a slide.
You may hear things coming from upslope, you know, things grinding and crashing. I mean, literally, these things are huge. They're carrying trees and they're carrying boulders, and you can hear things. You should also look for things like falling rocks or pebbles that are starting to move and are tumbling down the slope.
Evacuees have moved to hotels and other accommodation further from the base of steep slopes. Residents who have evacuated their homes can find support from the Salvation Army at the American Legion. New Hope Presbyterian at Mosquito Lake is coordinating support for residents of the Upper Chilkat Valley as well. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us. Tonight we had reports from Claire Strempel and Raja McChesney in Haines. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also listen to the news anywhere you get your podcasts.